Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Craig Uden of the NCBA talking WOTUS and more in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891 and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
That's the voice of Hall of Fame broadcaster Ron Hayes, who's been bringing farm and ranch news to Oklahomans for over 40 years. And now, you can come and meet Ron in person at the Ron Hayes Howdy Neighbor Tour, which begins Tuesday, October 17th at P&K Equipment in Enid. P&K will feature all the latest John Deere equipment with tractor demonstrations, Gator RVs, and much more. You've heard Ron on the radio. Now come meet him in person, October 17th at P&K Equipment in Enid. See you there.
The Trump administration, in this case led by Scott Pruitt of the Environmental Protection Agency, continuing to try to roll back some of the Obama administration era policies, including the Waters of the U.S. rule that was put into place in the fall of 2015. EPA, through the end of September, was accepting comments on their proposal to rescind WOTUS, Waters of the U.S. And during grassroots meetings earlier this year, Scott Pruitt promised new language for a Waters of the U.S. rule, a WOTUS 2.0, if you please, would be out sometime this fall. Craig Uden, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says he's looking forward to seeing the revisions.
We continue to hear that it's coming down the road, and there's a lot of moving parts. We've stayed engaged on that one as well since March. We've been very involved once we heard that the 2015 rule would be repealed and replaced. We have to replace it because it's mandated by Congress. It's a very aggressive stance to get this thing turned over and fixed, and we know that there'll be a lot of groups out there that won't like this version, so we know there'll be a lot of challenges, but we hopefully will start to see some of that movement here real soon so it can be tackled by early next spring before we get into all the midterm elections.
You feel that Mr. Pruitt has kind of honored what he has said as far as really engaging the grassroots?
Oh, I think he has. I think a lot of these people that are out there in secretary positions have done exactly what they said. We're going to roll back some of these intrusive laws and make them where they're workable. I think this whole administration has been pretty friendly to agriculture, and I think they've stayed true to their word.
One last area, and that is the tax policy issues. We're hearing the conversation. We've seen the framework out there now. It does include a repeal of the death tax, but devil's in the details.
Devil is in the details. You know, right now we're asking for repeal of the death tax. We're looking at stepped-up basis, 1031 exchange, 179 exemptions, interest expense. We're going to have to. There's a lot of moving parts, but if you don't ask, you don't always receive. So it's all out on the table. We'll see. There is a lot of devil in the details. We're not willing to give up some of what we've had in agriculture because we're such a highly leveraged business that we can't really afford to give up a 179s. But right now, we're asking for it all. We've got a lot of challenges out there. And it's pretty tough times in agriculture in general, and people need to understand what the capital intensity of agriculture. There's not a lot of dollars in the production model. So we're going to continue to keep working on tax, and hopefully that comes to the floor real soon, and we can start moving where we need to. There, we have had a lot of play. We've went out and interviewed and had a lot of our members throughout the United States talk about what the death tax means to them. And so there's a lot of we're trying to inform how we differ from a lot of other business.
President of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Craig Uden. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale happens Saturday, October 14th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack's Farm in Seminole, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots from Blackjack Farms, McFerrin Farms, Pfeiffer Angus Farm, and Simpson Angus Ranch, and will include fall calving cows, many with calves at side, springbred heifers, and fall yearling heifers. For a catalog, go to mcsauctions.com or call Keith Grissom at 405-383-9678 for more information. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale, October 14th. Don't miss it.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.